This is episode 1878. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I wonder how you are doing as you make your way through our sleep series this week, How to Sleep Better, where you are discovering a different meditation technique in each episode, as well as a different step to a sleep ritual you're putting together for yourself this week. I hope you are sleeping better. Keep in mind that it can take some time, as with any ritual you establish, to set yourself up for success before you start really seeing results. So as you go through this week's sleep series and setting up your sleep ritual, get everything in place. You may or may not be able to do all the techniques or all the steps, but that's your overall goal or aim. This week is a week to become familiar with the techniques, to experiment with them, and to organize your evening so that your sleep ritual will accommodate your lifestyle. So, as part of your sleep step for your sleep ritual today, this will be the fourth step for your sleep ritual. We are midweek through our series. So, the fourth step is going to be for you to move your body before you sleep. And I don't mean by doing anything very vigorous, some kind of vigorous exercise. What I mean is to do gentle movements, such as you can imagine, yoga is one of the best ways to move your body gently before you go to sleep at night. So is walking. If you take a nice walk, not a brisk stroll, just a gentle walk where you consciously tune in to the evening, tune in to how your body's slowing down, and take care not to engage yourself too much in distractions or maybe even exciting things going on around you. If you pass a neighbor's house and it looks like they're doing something interesting, wait for another time to reach out to them. Continue focused on your walk for your sleep ritual. This is for you to disengage from the cares and worries of the day. And we hold many of these stresses and tension from the fears, the doubts, the worries within our bodies. So if you could move your body, this will allow you to let go of some of the tension that can be associated with the stresses of your day. And I share a weekly yoga posture, a yoga asana, at the Sip and Om Meditation Podcast. There's a yoga asana that is customized for the week's series. You could also take a look at that on the slowdown guide there that comes along with each week's series. It's customized for each week's theme. You receive a journal and a slowdown guide for each week's theme. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free access to over 1,800 guided meditations. And there you might take a look at this week's yoga asana. There are so many yoga videos on YouTube. You may take a yoga class yourself. I know many of you do yoga already. So do some of those postures before you go to bed at night. You'll notice this will help you sleep so much better. So that is for your sleep ritual step. Your meditation technique to help you sleep better is a mudra. It's a simple mudra that you likely already do, And this mudra helps you to feel connected to something bigger than yourself, your divine nature, or a divine source. Maybe for you that's God or nature, the world around you. When you get ready to go to sleep, it's nice to say some gratitude or some prayers to help you gain perspective on what life is all about. You may be worried about that one stressful event that happened today, but when you start to feel gratitude and open up to something bigger than that stressful event that will eventually pass, but there's that eternal part of you, there's that eternal part of the world, the universe, that is always there. So if you could do this mudra, mudras are a way you position your hands and fingers to activate a particular part of your brain. In this case, this mudra helps to relax you to sleep better. You will simply touch your thumb to your index finger. So your thumb tip and index finger tip are touching. Your other fingers are extended outward. Place your palms upward. You can do this as you're lying down in bed, or seated upright, or even walking around town. This mudra looks as if you are making the okay sign with your fingers. So try it as you settle yourself down to meditate. And as you meditate, layer a few of the other meditation techniques we've explored this week. You might mentally repeat, "I release the day," as you commune with your higher self. And you might do the breathing technique. Inhale to the count of four, hold for the count of four, exhale to the count of four, doing this four times. So go do this, whether you're getting ready to meditate, whether you're going about your busy day, or whether you're getting ready to drift off to sleep. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.